Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade.
What's up, Brianna? You're with the UAE Shawn Mendes.
Pretty Malik.
Oh, dear.
And Big Rossi.
Smelling my mask to see if it smells all right.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
You guys are lovely. We love you guys every morning.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Maz, why did you laugh then when it said that Brianna's
Shawn
with
Mendes.
Yeah, Brianna's with the UAE Shawn Mendes? Why did you laugh then?
I don't know. I thought it was really funny. You give yourself a lot of credit.
It's true, though. You know that. Look,
yeah. Why is he amazing? Is he Shawn Mendes?
Yeah, he's really cute. Although I have to say one thing. He's got great arms, and so do you. So
yes,
there you go.
You see that?
Yeah.
I worked. Good arms. I was doing arms yesterday. I worked arms. Yeah, but he's got no fat on him.
No,
like,
he is
so lean, Shawn Mendes. He's just like this. I don't even think he'd be into Brianna.
What?
You know?
Were you saying he wouldn't?
Nah, he wouldn't. No, either you.
Why are you saying we're curvy?
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all.
What are you saying, Chris?
Wow. What a way to start the morning. Thanks.
You'll get it. Someone will get it. What a way to start the morning, right?
I get you.
Yeah, there it is. Rossi, Maz in for Pretty Malik once again.
Good morning.
Nala, Phone Guy, Eddie in Studio 2. We're all ready to go. We've got the pop quiz coming up in, 30 minutes here?
Yeah.
10,000 dirhams cash could be yours, which is great. Hey, going to be crossing live to India. Somewhat of a buddy of mine is in hospital right now with COVID. He's only young. He's just over the, like, sort of 20, 23 years old. He got COVID. He got it really bad. He's in hospital in India, and he's going to tell us what is going on, and it is not nice. I was talking to him last night. I'm going to bring him up on the show. We're going to see how we can help, of course. And, you know, my thoughts and prayers with everyone that's suffering right now. If you've got family in India, God bless. I know how much, you know, nerve-wracking it must be for you right now. I've got my family in Australia where there's, like, basically zero COVID, and I feel so fine with that. To have COVID in a country where you are, I know your parents are at, or your grandparents, it must be scary. So sending your strength, positivity and love. Hey, it's also Star Wars Day.
May the 4th.
It is indeed. I'm going to test your knowledge on Star Wars, you two.
I can't wait to hear the title of this game. But it is May 4th, which is may the Force be with you.
Yeah.
Right? So we've got a little bit of Star Wars tribute as well.
What's up?
Virgin Radio.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, yes, we are going to talk about that big divorce. But first, what have you got for us, Maz?
So Billie Eilish is making headlines. She's on the cover of Vogue magazine, and it's gotten so much publicity. And the main reason is because she's kind of moved away from her signature style of wearing these baggy clothes to a bit more of a revealing look. So she kind of went for a 1940s pin-up girl look.
Now, it's chalk and cheese. She looks so different. And what's interesting is, like, you know, young girls like my daughter's age, they look sort of up to Billie Eilish. Like, you know that tie-dye over big sweater?
Oversized, baggy.
The baggy tracksuit?
Yeah.
You see a lot of the young girls wearing? That's because Billie Eilish sort of, that's what she was wearing.
Mm.
You know, a triple XL sweater that was tie-dye with the matching pants. Now that she's now gone and done this, I'm like, well, hold on a second. Is my daughter want to dress like that now? Because no chance.
She has shocked a lot of her fans because they're not really used to seeing her like that. But in the interview, she does talk about body positivity and the unrealistic expectations placed on young women and the evolving relationship she has with her own body. So
I love Billie Eilish. I think she's young, but she knows exactly what she wants. I think she's a great role model. She's a good role model for the girls and obviously for the boys. But I do like Billie Eilish, and I think she's holding her head up high and she's doing the right things at the right time. So good on her.
Absolutely. The photo that she actually posted of the cover has now become the most liked picture in history, getting 1 million likes on Instagram in 6 minutes, and she's broken her own record 3 times over.
Unbelievable. Well done, Billie Eilish. All right, let's talk about the big one, the big divorce. This is 27 years in the making.
Oh my gosh. Yep, we are talking about Bill and Melinda Gates. They've announced their divorce after 27 years of marriage, saying, "We no longer believe we can grow together as a couple." The statement said, "After a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage." And that's what they tweeted. So they've been married for 27 years, and he is the fourth wealthiest person in the world, according to Forbes, which means he is worth $124 billion.
What is that divorce going to... That settlement is going to be huge. You know, it's just interesting. 27 years, you think that they would have gone through everything that they needed to go through in those times.
Sad.
Is it this added pressure that Bill Gates has on him as well, you know, and... you know who's going to be happy about this? There's a lot of, obviously, conspiracy theorists about, like, you know,
thinking the same
Bill
thing.
Gates and how he's making money from all this, and he's created somewhat of this vaccine that's going to, that's not real. He's making money from COVID and this pandemic. So these guys are probably going to be like, yeah, no, she's had enough and she's out. Like,
she doesn't agree with him.
Yeah, so... Sad. It's at the end of the day, it's very a marriage. Sad. It's a unity. It's two people that said that they, you know, I do and I'll love you for the rest of our lives. And after 27 years, have called it quits.
Yeah. And their organization has spent billions fighting different causes and diseases. So it is sad to see that sort of breaking up.
Do we have any details on the monies yet or not yet? That hasn't
not
come out
as yet. No, I'm sure there's a lot of work to do there.
We'll find out more and we'll keep you posted here at Virgin Radio. Thank you, Maz. Thank you. Hit us with your tag.
This is day three.
You still don't have one.
Wow.
Wait, no, someone messaged me yesterday saying this might help you.
Yeah, go ahead. Say it.
Okay, one second.
Oh, wow. She's so prepared. I'm just She's going through her phone to find the messages. Wow.
Sheena wouldn't have done this.
Yeah, Sheena would have pretty obviously never.
This is Maz in with all the buzz. That's what they messaged.
Okay. So awesome. Well, maybe we'll get one tomorrow. Money.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Uh-oh. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard credit card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
It must be the ink that made me sneeze. I must be allergic to it.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing worse than like meeting up with people and you've got like all ink all over your hands. You look like you're 6 years old. No offense to six-year-olds. Aretha, hi, how are you?
Hi, Chris, I'm great, thank you.
You've got through, good morning.
Woo! I can't believe it, amazing.
What do you do?
I am a hairdresser.
You would definitely have, like, you get your hands dirty, right? You get, like, some dye on your hands sometimes and that, right?
Yeah, but not pen, though, not pen.
So what do you do to get rid of hair dye on your hands? Because the ink's not coming off here. What do you usually use?
Or you could use a bit of Jif, that it should do it for you.
I like that, Jif.
It doesn't sound the best for your hands.
Yeah. That gets through like metal. You're like, put it on your skin, it'll burn straight through. Can I ask where you're a hairdresser at?
Oh, no, I don't hairdress anymore, but that was my back in Australia. I had a salon.
I love that. You had a salon. Do you still do it at home, like for friends and family?
Yeah, I make the kids get their haircuts. Yeah,
good on you. Do you know? Do you know what my daughters did yesterday? I don't know if you saw this. I put this on the gram, but Aretha, my eldest comes home from school and she just runs up to me and she says, "Don't get angry." And I went, and when your daughters say, "Don't get angry,"
you're already angry.
I'm already tensed up. Right? And I said to her, "What's wrong?" She's like, "I cut my own hair." I said, "Why did you do that?" Now she was telling me she wanted a haircut, and I told her. We cut a lot off. We cut a couple of inches off, right? And she's like, "I want to cut it shorter." Because I think on TikTok, all these people are cutting their hair short, right? So she's like, "I want to cut it short." I said, "No, you're not going to cut any more."
She has such beautiful hair.
Yeah, well, she cut another cut. She took about 3 inches off, right? Mm. So she opens up her hair. It's so short, but it's all jagged now. And I said, "How did you cut it?" She goes, "Well, I did it first, and then I realized I made a mistake. So I had Kiki finish it off for me." So my 9-year-old is cutting my other girls. And they did this. And I know when they did it because they disappeared for about an hour two nights ago. And I'm like, "Where are you guys?" And they're like, "We're in the bathroom. We're just doing makeup stuff." They're all cutting the hair.
Oh, no.
I love them.
So I had to get a hairdresser over yesterday to line it all out. And
I'll come and do it.
Yeah, I might use you, Aretha. All right. Well, listen, let's get you 10,000 dirhams cash. Let's try to get this going. 10 questions. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
Good luck. Here we go. Aretha, ready to play this. 60 seconds on the clock with RackBank. Your time begins right now. Who is Donald Trump's wife?
Malena.
Which superhero is known as the Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight, Batman.
What boy band was Nick Carter in?
Backstreet Boys.
True or false, Taylor Swift had an album called 1988.
True.
The singer, what singer owns a cat called Kitty Purry?
Oh, pass.
Which celebrity couple were known as Kimye?
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
Simba is the main character from which Disney film?
The Lion King.
What country is the football club Real Madrid located in?
Spain.
Which UAE emirate has the highest population?
Dubai.
What singer has albums named Justice and Changes?
Pass.
True or false, Taylor Swift has an album called 1988?
False.
What singer owns a cat called Kitty Purry? Kitty Purry. It was Katy Perry. I was saying Kitty Purry.
Yeah, so close.
Sorry.
So close. 800 dirhams all yours.
You guys were best.
You are the best. You did fantastic then. What did you get wrong? What singer has albums named Justice and Changes? It's Justin Bieber. And yeah, the cat Kitty Perry is Katy Perry.
Oh, guys, thank you so much.
You're an absolute superstar. Thanks for listening, all right?
Thank you. Virgin.
Yes, Chewy, I know, Chewy. It is Star Wars Day here at Virgin Radio. May the 4th be with you. It's May 4th, so it's officially Star Wars Day across the world. We got the gangster rap edition of Star Wars.
Jabba the Hutt.
Yo, Jabba the Hutt and Darth Vader, you see. My name is Luke Skywalker because I'm here. No,
give me some echo. I'll do the intro.
Okay,
give me some echo. Yo. Let's play the game. It's insane.
Hold on, let's start again. I want to start it. Okay. Ready?
This is so good.
New intro.
Okay, cool.
Maz is really impressed that we've got an echo effect on our show whenever we need it.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it only works for us, though.
Okay. Not for me.
It doesn't work for you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
That's
Maz.
So cool. No? How did you do it? Oh, okay.
Okay, ready for the big intro?
You've got to earn that echo.
Okay.
I've only just got it today. All right, here we go. Yo, let's play the game. It's insane. It's called, is it a Star Wars role or a type of mole?
Is it a Star Wars role or a type of mole? Love the game. I like what we're doing here, Ross. Now, do get your moles checked out, all right?
It's not that type of mole. It's an underground animal that digs.
Oh, they're talking about the moles on you. Because it's a serious matter. I didn't want to make... But anyway, get your moles checked out,
Especially living in a hot country with the sun.
And what I didn't realise is I went and got another tattoo when I was in LA, and I didn't realise this. Before you get tattoos, always check the skin before getting a tattoo, because sometimes you won't ever be able to see that mole again. Because it'll be coloured over.
You'll miss your moles.
You'll miss
your mole.
Did they ask you about the mole?
He had a look at my back just to check my mole. He was very professional. Okay. Ashraf, do you have any moles? Just joking.
I have a few.
Good. Get them checked. Ashraf, now you're up against Sharat. So Ashraf versus Sharat are up against each other. Good morning, Sharat.
Morning.
How are you doing, Sharat?
I'm very good. Just doing my cool run.
You're doing the school run? Okay, all right. Well, now, Sharat and Ashraf are joining us right now, and they're up against each other. Rossi's got some questions for you. We're going to see who knows Star Wars the best, the most.
Well, basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you 5 clips. They're sound clips. You have to identify if it's a Star Wars role or a type of mole.
Okay.
Now, there's a few different types of mole. There's the star-nosed mole, there's the European mole, so there could be different sounds. But you have to tell me, is it a Star Wars role or type of mole?
Now, a mole is an animal. Did you guys know that a mole is an animal?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I think everyone knows.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't sure if everyone knew that a mole was an animal.
Yeah. It's like,
okay. All right, Ashraf, you ready to go?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you're going to buzz in with, you'll be Darth Vader, so you're going to buzz in by doing a Darth Vader impression. Can we hear it, please?
You have failed me for the last time.
Wow, that is so good.
That was brilliant.
That was so good, Ashraf. Now, Sharat, you're going to be buzzing in as Chewbacca. Can we hear the chewy sound effect? Thank you.
That's so good.
It's a baby chewy.
Very good.
All right, here we go. Good luck. Is it a Star Wars role or is this a mole? Let's take a listen.
You have failed me for that role.
Ashraf. That's the best. Ashraf, you're in. Is it a Star Wars role or is it a mole?
It's a Star Wars role.
It is.
It is indeed. Chewbacca, well done.
There we go. Well done. All right. When they buzz in, I love it. Here we go. Sound effect number two.
You have heard me for the last time, Admiral.
Ashraf, tell me.
Yes, it sounds like an X-Wing.
You think it's an X-Wing, so you think it's a Star Wars role, Ashraf?
Yes.
That is... incorrect.
It's a type of mole.
It was a mole, was it? What was it?
It was a mole from America.
Okay, there we go.
A man was blowing on the mole. Play it again. He was blowing on it to make it make that noise.
Listen.
Great radio when you know a man is blowing on a mole, ladies and gentlemen.
So does that mean Chirac gets a point there?
Yeah, yeah, it's 1-1 right now, 1-1. Here we are to Star Wars number 3 audio. Is it a Star Wars role or is it a mole?
You have failed me for the last time, Admiral.
Ashraf is in. Tell us, Ashraf.
Ewoks. That is a Star Wars. These are Ewoks.
Hold on, hold on. Ewoks. Ashraf is in first. Is it a Star Wars role or is it a mole?
Didn't I buzz in?
No, no. Darth Vader came in first. Yeah. Ashraf.
Yep.
Yeah, bro. Is it a Star Wars role or is it a mole?
It's a Star Wars role. It sounds like Ewok.
You got it right. Yeah. Well done. Okay.
A gang of Ewoks. Well done.
Now, this is the last one. This is the last one. All right? Last one. Good luck. Buzz in. Shut up. You got to get in quicker with your Chewbacca. You're delayed.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Here we go. Is this a Star Wars role or is it a mole?
Tricky.
That's it.
You failed me for the last time, Admiral. No, you can have it.
I love it. It's the best buzzer in the world.
What do you think it is, Ashraf?
For the win, Ashraf.
It doesn't sound like a star. That sounds like a mole.
It's right. Jeez, you are so good at this, Ashraf. You are so good. Congratulations, mate.
Thank you. Thank
you
so much.
Have won the Force.
Yay!
You've got it right
may
now when you're...
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you. Shout out. Thank you so much as well, brother. You also have won
thank
the Force.
Thank you so much. May the Force be with you.
Everyone with the Force.
Yeah, may the Force be with you all on this Star Wars Day. And as Chewbacca
thank you so much, guys.
Would always say, you're welcome.
He says... can translate here. My hairy brother says, you're listening to Virgin Radio 104.4. Big Rossi's my favourite on the show.
You know what's going on in India? Obviously, with such a huge population here in the UAE, our thoughts and prayers with everybody going throughout it right now with COVID-19. That pandemic just exploded. Been talking to a couple of Indian buddies of mine, and I said, like, man, I thought you guys were doing all right. I thought, like, you know, you guys were doing open cricket stadiums and all that. Mm. And he said, nah, mate, we never were. We just weren't reporting the numbers. But now it's got out of control to the point where, you know, we have to show the world what's going on.
Yeah.
Hospitals are filling up. They're out of oxygen. There are different proceeds and charities obviously doing their things around the world. I applaud them. Mm. Millions of dollars are being raised and being sent to the right organizations, inshallah, as they say. A buddy of mine, Kay, he works on radio, actually. It's called for 94.3 Radio 1. He's only 28 years old, and he popped up on my Instagram yesterday, and he was in hospital. He's actually got, you know, he's got the things all in him. He's got COVID, and he's in one of the hospitals right now in India, and we've got him. Thanks for taking the time, bro. Kay, how are you, mate?
Hey, Chris. I'm doing much better, man. Thank you so much. I'm actually, like you said, I'm speaking to you from the COVID facility in Bangalore, India. So I'm actually, I'm done with COVID.
So now we're chatting to you, I think, a few days after the peak of it. I think you're getting better, it seems. But in the height of it, because you've checked yourself into hospital, so when you're in hospital, you know that it's getting pretty bad. What was the experience for you, Kay? And you're only 28 years old. Now, when I ask about the experience, I mean, you know, different parts of the world, like here in the UAE, touch wood, we have the hospital facilities and the infrastructure to be able to support the numbers. But what I understand in India, it's not like that. When you got COVID and you were in hospital, was the process okay? Where were you?
So you're absolutely 100% right. What happened was, so I had to be admitted in hospital because I did a CT scan, and the CT scan was pretty bad, and I was coughing up a lot of blood. So because of that reason, I had to get admitted. And you're right, the scenario when it comes to beds, the scenario when it comes to getting space inside, you know, a hospital, if your case is severe, is extremely hard. And is extremely hard is an understatement, because the hospitals are overwhelmed. The doctors are working double, triple shifts like you've never seen before. And it's extremely tough. And the nice part is, you know, there are a lot of people supporting. So there are, you know, people have come together irrespective of their backgrounds. And they're really, you know, making sure that the networks to know that, hey, there's a bed available here. There's oxygen available here. There's this certain drug if you need it over here. All of that is being done out of the sheer goodness of people's heart. And it's just, it's good to see that, because I was able to get a bed pretty much the next day. But let me just tell you how lucky and fortunate I am, because not many people are in the same, you know, space that I am to be lucky to have got a bed. A lot of people are still outside waiting for days together. And you would know how critical each and every hour is when you're not in a hospital and not, you know, at a bed if you don't have the oxygen that you need.
Yeah, now there are people, from what I understand, again, just some of the footage that I've seen and people that I've spoken to, there are people that are laying outside hospitals, like on the pavement, out of breath, like have no oxygen, and the staff are trying to get machines and bring them outside of the car park area just to give these guys a little bit of air so they don't die. This is the reality of what's going on in India right now, right?
It is. It is absolutely the reality. But, you know, with all of this happening, you know, what you're saying is 100% right. The pictures, I feel, don't do justice, because there are some places that are just overridden by numbers. Like, to give you an idea, I'm inside a COVID ward. I'm inside a facility, and I have, you know, I'm lying down as I speak to you. But what's happening is, in the night, in the middle of the night, for example, you can, and through the day, in fact, you can hear people screaming. You can hear people yelling out in pain, in need for oxygen and various things. It's a highly volatile situation. It's a highly scary situation. I never thought that we'd be, you know, the medical fraternity would be brought to their knees like this. And like you said, it's just because of lack of resources and a crippling of the primary healthcare system. But that being said, I want to give the biggest props to the doctors and the nurses and the way they're doing things. They've taken such good care of me, and I'm eternally grateful. I'm eternally, eternally grateful.
Are you in your own ward right now, or are you sharing with other people?
Well, luckily for me, I'm not sharing with everyone else, and the reason is my case is I'm almost recovered. So if they put me with people who are severe, I could get, you know, worse. So I've been isolated from everyone else.
28 years old. This is Kay. Works on radio 94.3. A buddy of mine. He's in Bangalore right now in a hospital ward. Mate, I'm just glad to see that you're doing well now, and hopefully in the next few days you can get out and sort of continue with your life, and obviously just keep promoting this story. I think it's so important because some people still to this day, even though we're a year and a half nearly into this pandemic, this virus, some people don't realize how serious it can get, you know? So
yeah, absolutely.
God bless.
Chris,
go ahead.
I want to say one more thing. You know, the folks from Dubai have been so sweet and have contributed so much. As of just 3 days ago, we had so many things that came into India from Dubai. And like you said, help has been pouring in from all across the world. I think if this pandemic has proved anything, it's that regardless of our backgrounds, regardless of our caste, creed, sex, religion, it doesn't matter. Humanity still exists. And I believe that's the only thing that will get us through. So thank you, the whole of the UAE, for the for the love that you guys have been sending.
Awesome.
And, so beautiful. You know, I'm just hoping we get out of this together.
Yep, 100%. We are all in it together is the hashtag that we run here across the UAE, if not across the world. Kay, appreciate you, brother. What's your Instagram if people want to follow you on Instagram right now?
It's Off Air with K. Off Air with K-A-Y.
Off Air with K-A-Y. If you want to go follow him, he's a good guy, great presenter. Follow his journey. That's Off Air with K. K-A-Y. Do that look to the left again. The COVID update here in the country. 1,772 new cases of COVID-19. Three patients died overnight, guys. So as much as we feel like, you know, this is coming towards an end, it's not. It's still affecting so many friends and family members, not only here in the UAE, but obviously across the world. Vaccinations, though, another 32,000 doses were given in the last 24 hours, which is great, great news, I guess. Did you hear about Pfizer possibly creating a vaccine taken as a pill?
Really? Yeah, a pill or a patch.
A pill or a patch vaccine. They're saying that later in the year it could be out. They're doing the early stages of testing right now and it's looking good, but you know, imagine going to the pharmacy and just taking a pill for the vaccine.
So much more convenient.
It'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it? Yesterday I went for my COVID test, by the way, because I've got my colonoscopy, which I like talking about.
So before you do any sort of procedure in the hospital, you have to go get a COVID test to make sure that you don't have COVID. I like that idea. Okay,
it's good, and I did it, and it's not as bad as you think, is it?
What's that?
I mean, I think it depends who does it to your nose.
Listen,
it's not bad, is it?
I'm used to it now. Yeah. I think I've had it like 20 times.
When it first came out, the swab test, I'm telling you, honestly, I was very scared of it.
Yeah, you didn't
inside,
want to put that. Yeah.
I hated the thought of it.
Of what? The thing going in your nose?
Yeah.
Mate, you have a finger up your nose or in your ear 24/7. It's just another thing going in, Ross. Maz in for Pretty Malikor this week, and we get to know Maz more and more. We spend so much time together, right, Rossi? Hearing what Maz is saying, and
yeah, you know, I mean, she's convincing me now. I'm starting to become a believer.
She's told you anything that's wrong with you, Maz. You've always got like
an answer.
You educated Rossi today on Ayurveda.
Yeah, the Ayurveda. It's like an Ayurveda body treatment. So you fall into three different categories. So it's Vata. Pitta or Kapha.
Now, I've been researching. She's told me that I'm a Kapha.
Yeah. So I believe you're a Kapha, yeah.
I've been looking at Kapha body types.
And what you should be eating.
What I should be eating and
so
how I am.
What? This is just one moment of the conversation. Anything that we're talking about, Maz will always have something to say like, oh, no, but you should try this way. So, like, even if whatever it is. Now, one thing that you've mentioned many times is... Yeah. Is sound healing. You do sound healing, Maz. What's sound healing?
So there's different types of sound healing. It's basically where your energy or your cells vibrate to the sound of music or different sort of sounds to heal you and balance your chakra and your body. I'm actually going to one tomorrow night for the moon, the new moon.
Okay.
The moon.
I'm not laughing at it. I like this.
Yeah, it's good.
But you're tomorrow night.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're going to go for the full moon.
Yeah.
And so what do you do?
So we listen to sound healing with Tibetan.
There
sound
are other people that are into this.
Oh, so many. I go with groups in the desert, and there's a flower one as well tomorrow.
What do you do? Do you like all wear white clothes and stuff? Or what,
no,
what
we just sit around and...
I promise I'm not making fun of this. I love it. I think that we need people like you in this world.
Thanks,
so you go, you're going to go to the desert?
Yeah, going to the desert tomorrow at 7:30. And there's...
Do people say hello? Like when you're with those people, is it like...
Those people. I am those people.
Yeah, but like when you say hello, like, you know, is it like... Hi, welcome.
No.
Like, is it like that? Is that really everyone's really softly spoken?
Not at all. No. It's very normal, but like we sit around a fire and everyone sort of shares some stories of things maybe they want to let go of or things they want to improve in their life.
And you don't know these people?
No. I meet new people every time.
And you share like personal stories with these people?
And you create bonds actually by sharing such Ross.
What, investment bonds?
No. Ross, we should go.
National bonds?
Please come.
And this is sound healing music that I'm hearing right now?
Yeah, this is the Tibetan sound.
This is really actually quite relaxing. I really like that.
Yeah.
It's nice.
So let's just enjoy this.
Very funny.
Okay!
A lot of people calling in, like Ragini. Is it Ragini or Ragini?
It's Ragini.
Ragini. Ragini, you enjoying this sound, the sound healing that Maz was talking about, right?
It is lovely. It is lovely. It's so peaceful and calming. And I think when we are starting the day, we are hearing it in the morning, you know, and we are hearing it. It's you know, so calming to start the day like this.
So lovely. Yeah, I feel like I'm the complete opposite of Tibetan sound healing. Yeah. I'm like, hello, mom. Hello, dad. And then you're like, mm. You know,
this, you know, as much as you need that energy, as much as you need that high vibe energy, this kind of just adds a little bit of, you know, it just balances it off and, you know, calms you to handle this things.
It's all about balance.
It's a great balance. It's a great balance. And, you know, the fact that there are so many people listening to you, it's such a huge platform. You know, talking of any kind of a wellness modality is like amazing, you know, because different people connect for different things.
Yeah. Totally agree.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I did horse healing the other day. I went to a paddock with horses and they were like connecting with us. It was beautiful. Yeah. I'm all into that. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
He went there.
Yeah,
he wasn't there for long. Furlong.
Alright, well.
But the nice thing is this, because you guys are talking, everyone connects for different things. So, you know, the more you bring it up, people, you know, a lot of people are apprehensive to approach these things, a lot of them, so when you are speaking, it's kind of comforting for people to reach these kind of
I agree, you know, everyone has different feelings and different thoughts, and we're open to all of them. That's what we should be doing. Everyone has their own beliefs, and that's what it's about. It's about just connecting and where you find it. Ragini, God bless you. Take care, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
There we go.
Thanks, Ragini.
As we do it, sound healing right here on Virgin Radio. Maybe, Maz, you could do a really late night show.
I do a night show.
Yeah, no, really late.
Like, oh, really? Okay.
2 a.m. in the morning.
When no one's listening.
Yeah.
Do you gossip at the office? 85% of office gossip happens. It occurs in 85% of offices around the world.
It's fine when it's not about you. It's fine. Not that it's fine to gossip, but it's better when it's not about you.
You can remain anonymous. A few people are messaging us. Some of us, like, they're saying, we don't want to go on the radio. But, man, there's some juicy gossip going.
It is annoying, though, when you hear gossip.
0487155444. Just tell us what's going on in your office. There's definitely gossip going on. And now that we're at home, there could be some other stuff going on. 0487155444. You can remain anonymous. I don't want to.
We don't get anyone in trouble.
I don't want to get anyone in trouble. What's the gossip going around our place right now? Anything going on right now?
Well, there was James and Brent. They bought.
I mean, that was yesterday. But what I'm saying is, our gossip, we bring it on the radio. Like,
we air our dirty laundry.
Yeah, they're making. Yeah, I mean, I think we. I really do feel like we do air our dirty laundry on the radio. I think we really do tell everyone what's going on. You know,
is there any? Literally, we can't think of anything.
I mean, there are a few. Ross, go.
Well, I don't want to say that one about Pretty's husband, Jeff.
Don't say that.
That's not nice.
Out with the lads all week.
Don't say that one.
No, that's a joke.
But if 85% of officers are gossiping, do you think that's a bad thing? Like, is office gossip bad, or is it? Do you think it's healthy for the environment? Like, should you have that?
It depends if it's negative. If it's rumors.
Is gossip ever positive? Positive? Can gossip be positive? I guess it can.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
So-and-so,
what?
Sometimes it can be enjoyable. It can be enjoyable, can't it? When you come in and you're like, give us the goss.
You know who's got the goss here at our work?
Yep. Who? Don't say it now. You'll get them in trouble.
Eddie.
No.
Eddie knows everything.
Oh, Eddie's so good.
Eddie's so approachable, that's why.
Eddie, you know everything, buddy. Why do you know everything, Eddie? Honestly, how? Why?
I don't know everything.
Eddie is just...
I do not.
It's like if we're ever in doubt of anything, we all just go, Eddie, tell us.
Yeah.
Please tell us what's going on.
It's because he's here the whole time, that's why.
And then it's like, all Eddie, when you ask Eddie a question, he'll have a think about it. He'll be like, well... And he'll give you an explanation.
So calmly. Eddie, can you give us something
it's
now?
It's common knowledge, like around the office, people know this.
Like,
it's not gossip, it's
news. Can you give us something now, Eddie? Anything?
Hold on. We don't want to see. It's the month of Ramadan. He does not gossip. All right? He does not gossip.
But you know that person that Nala lent the jacket to?
Yeah.
She still hasn't returned it.
Oh, that's some gossip. That's juicy. That's gossip. Yeah, Nala, that was gossip going around. That woman that works with us.
Yes.
I don't think she works with us anymore. I think she left the company.
Okay.
She worked in sales, Nada, and she borrowed a jacket off you. And then when you went to go get it back, she didn't even know who you were.
She pretended like she didn't know me. Yes.
Wait, you gave Nada your jacket?
Yes.
Do you know Nada?
Yeah.
Do you communicate with her?
Sometimes on Instagram.
Can you let her know that she still has Nala's jacket?
No, I don't want it.
Let's do it now on the show.
Wow. Yeah, let's call her. Let's get this. No, honestly, Nala lent her jacket.
What kind of jacket?
It was just like a normal, like, sweatery jacket.
And then when Nala approached her for it, Nada pretended that she didn't even know who she was. She was like, sorry, who are you again?
What?
That's no word of a lie. That's legit, it. That's
oh, my gosh.
That was going around. I'll gossip.
Nada's actually a nice girl. Anyway, I'll send her a message on your behalf, Nala.
No, yeah, get it back. Yeah. And tell her she wants 1,000 dirhams with it. There's an anonymous text here. She says, don't read out my name. But right now, we know for a fact that two people are hooking up at work and they're not supposed to be.
Ooh.
Virgin Radio 104.4. It's the Chris Fade Show. That's it for us. Tuesday morning. Thanks for having us on this Star Wars Day. I hope you enjoyed our little tribute to Star Wars.
Yeah, Yoda's my favorite character.
Is it now? Am I your character? Whenever I try to do Yoda, I forget how to talk because he does everything backwards, right?
Backwards, exactly.
Backwards, I say, don't I?
Yeah.
What is Yoda? What is he?
I don't know. He's like a worm or something.
He looks like a little troll.
Like a big worm that sits up.
Worm.
No, not at all. Well, whatever you're doing on this Star Wars Day, may the fourth be with you. May fourth be with you.
This is like, because you used to have a lisp, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Big like this.
Stop it, really?
Yeah.
When?
So when I said force be with you, then I actually said fourth, but that was really, it was really there.
Did you have training to get rid of it? Or?
No, I trained myself. Yeah, I got on YouTube. I did it. YouTube wasn't around.
When did you stop having the lisp?
I think like I had a lisp from like the age of like for probably four till about 10 or 11.
Yeah, because when it comes out now and again on the radio when he says, that's a great summer song.
Yeah, it's a great summer song, see?
Oh, like, no.
It's legit, honestly.
No, it is real, though. But they always taught me, just put your tongue behind your teeth. So that's what I do now with most of them. Listen, have a great day. Be safe. Ramadan Kareem from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.